And in this case, we're speaking with Steve Zaley this morning, who is the author of a book on paratroopers, okay? We're going to go back between World War I, World War II. There's not a lot written about this special group of people. His book is called They Are Only Gone If They Are Forgotten. His dad was one of the original 122 men who moved through parachute training, and how the 82nd Airborne Division became the first division of paratroopers sent overseas to North Africa. Not only was their first parachute mission the invasion of Sicily, they went on to Italy, Normandy, France, Holland, and then the long push across Central Europe into Germany at the end of the war. Steve also picks up the story about what happens to them afterwards. And good morning, Steve. Let's get you into this conversation. It's nice to have you with us.
Oh, it's great to be back, and thank you.
And Steve, you talk about your dad's situation and also how it affected your mom and you, because as you can imagine, a combat soldier coming back with not only memories of all this, but just to be under fire for all of those different missions. And what happened to all these guys?
You know, it was just an unbelievable experience to go through this, because having listened to my father talk about all of these men and these names of these men, I knew the names of these men before I knew my kindergarten teacher's name. Because he would sit there at night when he would close our family business, and he would come home, and him and I would be watching TV, and he would start reminiscing during commercials about some of these things, and I'd hear these names of these men, like Private George B. Harry and Claude Campbell, and just, you know, it was, and I was curious as to who these guys were and what. And then, you know, as I started getting a little older, he started going into a little more about them. It was unbelievable, because out of 122 original members of the combat team, and this won't deter anybody in reading the book, a quarter of them were killed in action, died of wounds.
Ugh. It was such a tough time. Let me ask you this, Stephen. What was the median age of these guys at the time?
My father was a little bit older when the war broke out. He was 26.
Mm-hmm.
But some of these guys were in their teens, some as young as 16.
Ugh.
My father being, you know, 26 when the war started. So he was a little bit older, and some of these younger guys would look up to him.
I was going to say he probably acted as the big brother, almost like the father of the group.
Yeah, and also being a little bit older and growing up in Pennsylvania, my father was buried alive twice in the coal mines when he was 17, 16. And, you know, life was not very accommodating for a young individual at that time. Street fighting was a way of life. You know, if somebody shot their mouth off, you either closed it for them or you took your lick. So a lot of that, you know, was my father was well versed in handling himself, is what I'm saying. So yeah, some of these younger guys did look up to him.
Stephen, this book follows the original company, which your father was a part of, 122 men through parachute training, and how the 82nd Airborne Division became the first division of paratroopers sent overseas to North Africa. They went on to have missions in Italy, Normandy, France, Holland. But let me ask you this. As you were researching his life for this book, did you start to understand your father better and why he was the way he was when he came back? And I mean, or did you, I'm sure you had an idea of the tough times that he had while he was still alive, but were there stories that you learned afterwards, did it explain a lot to you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there were so many things that came out of this. There was one paratrooper who was with my father. His name was Mike Klaus. He lived in Pittsburgh. And Mike and I got to be very close, as I was with all of these men that I met with. I mean, I would make sure they had birthday cards, Christmas presents, birthday presents, even the ones that were prisoner of war. I used, I sent money to get a steak dinner on the anniversary of the day they got out of the prisoner of war camp. So, you know, I saw a lot of these things, and a lot of these stories came out. My father was a hard person to get along with due to, you know, what he went through, what he saw, trying to keep somebody alive, having the person next to you, having our fragments from a enemy artillery shell explode, ricochet off his helmet, and embed itself in the guy's face next to him. These are things that impact you the rest of your life that you don't talk about. It was so bad. Mike Klaus told me, he said, when we were in combat, the one person that I wanted right next to me was your father. He said, when we went on leave, the one person I didn't want anywhere near me was your father. And I said, Mike, I know. I said, it was so bad, my father and I didn't talk for 6 years when I left home. I said, I was in my parents' business. I worked on British sports cars, Jaguar, MG, Triumph, that kind of stuff. My father in the automotive business, working on the conventional stuff, and we were constantly at each other's throats. From the morning, the minute I walked in the morning, until we closed up at the end of the day. So it was, you know, when I left, I just needed to leave. And when I started finding out about a lot of this, like Mike Klaus told me, he said, you know, your father was so, at the end of the war, he said he was so torn apart, he couldn't tell the difference between going to sleep, being awake, when all of a sudden what he thought was a dream was reality, and all of a sudden the sky is raining dirt from an exploded artillery shell. And he said your father almost killed one of his own squad.
Amazing. What we're talking about, I'm speaking with Steve Zaley, who is the author of They Are Only Gone If They Are Forgotten. It is really the story of 122 men, following them through parachute training and how the 82nd Airborne Division became the first division of paratroopers sent overseas to North Africa, which his father was a part of. Everybody, you're listening to Senior Radio Buffalo. I'm Linda Pellegrino. We ask you to like us on Facebook. Steve, I have to ask you.